This is Lydia Johnson alongside Lizzie Parks reporting from the National FFA Convention and Expo. We're here with the concert performer, Jimmy Allen. Just to get started tonight, Jimmy, will you tell us a little bit about your music?
My music? I don't even know how to... I don't know. That's not even really a question I really answer. You know, when people say, tell us about your music, I always just tell them to listen to it and then tell me what they think about it. Yeah.
Well, so you share a clear message of perseverance. Mm-hmm. So why does that phrase, never give up, play such a big role in your music and in your life?
Because I feel like when people quit, you never end up where you want to be, mm-hmm. let alone where you're supposed to be. So just in my music and in my life, when there's something I want, I go for it. You know, it doesn't matter how many people tell me, well, maybe you shouldn't do it, or maybe you should do it this way. Nah, it's your life. You got to do things the way you want to do it, how you want to do it, when you want to do it.
Similar to your message of never giving up, what are the biggest lessons you have learned, both good and bad, so far in your career?
Most lessons I've learned, always trust your own opinion. You have to, because everyone gives their advice from their perspective, their point of view, and it's impossible for someone to give you the best advice for you when they're not you. You know what I mean? Another thing I've learned and that's helped me in this business and life is don't trust feelings. Feelings change all the time. Facts don't. So whenever you find yourself trying to make a business decision or any sort of decision based off how you feel, don't trust it. Give it time, you know, and just look at the facts and just realize, you know, the best thing I realize in life is, you know, every decision you make, someone's not going to agree with it, but that's okay. As long as you agree with it. At the end of the day, you got to be happy with yourself and the decisions that you make for yourself.
So you said, when we asked you to tell us about your music, but what about who inspires you to create your music?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you can
definitely
answer that
inspirations.
One.
Yeah. You know, you got everybody from Matchbox 20 to Prince to Keith Urban, Montgomery Gentry, Usher, Toby Mac, Newsboys, For King and Country, like a bunch of different genres, a bunch of different type of people all over the place. So, yeah.
Country music typically includes themes of rural life. What's your relationship to the land and relationship to agriculture?
My relationship to agriculture, I've never worked in it. I appreciate it. I have a lot of friends and family that do. You know, my grandpa was a farmer. So, you know, it's always been a part of my life and always will be, even if it's not something that I do as a career.
Absolutely. So what kind of energy are you expecting from a room full of FFA members?
I have no idea. You know, when I go into every room, I try not to guess what the room's going to be like. I mean, my job as an entertainer is to entertain and feel the vibe of the room. So that's kind of what I do. I go out there, feel the vibe, and they'll tell me what's happening, what's going on. I kind of go from there. You know, I feel like, you know, trying to figure it out, you put too much pressure on yourself. Like, why? Because you could be completely wrong, you know, and then you go out there and it'd be something completely different. So I like to go out there and just kind of have fun and just kind of see where the night goes.
There's a, like we said, a full arena of FFA members ready to watch you. What would you like these FFA members here across the country and young people in the agriculture industry to know about you?
To know about me, man, I don't know. I would just say I'm a dad, husband, someone that loves Disney, someone that loves music, and someone that just loves, you know, living life without barriers, you know, making decisions and being happy with them, you know, and realizing that, you know, whatever your goal is in life, it's okay. Because everyone has their own version of success. And never compare your life to anyone else's. Just discover your own version of success and chase your own happiness.
So you talked a little bit about, like, the lessons that you've learned and then also those goals as well. So what advice would you have for FFA members regardless of their career aspirations?
Never give up. Trust yourself. And anybody you have in your circle that's giving you advice that their idea of what you should be goes against what you want to do, get rid of them. Yep.
Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for all your support of FFA, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
This is Lydia Johnson alongside Lizzie Parks reporting for National FFA.